92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There are some pretty significant changes happening at airports across the country, and some of these things could start affecting our area airports pretty soon. The two key problems that airports face are the highly congested roadways and the drop-off and pickup areas. There's always a lot of cars, and the challenge of maintaining security in those areas. It's understandable. This coming January, if you're in Phoenix and you use a rideshare service going to or from Sky Harbor International Airport, you're going to be paying higher fees. The Phoenix City Council has basically said they don't want Uber and Lyft vehicles at the airport anymore. And I don't understand that, because are they going to charge family and friends a fee to deliver you to and pick you up from the airport? And that doesn't make any sense to me. Now, those extra fees for Lyft and Uber may not make a big impact on people traveling by plane, but it seems like their goal is to fill the paid parking lots with cars while people travel so they can pocket more money. And this isn't just happening in Phoenix. A couple of weeks ago, Los Angeles International Airport put a stop to curbside pickup for taxis and ride-hailing services, and they've moved the pickup and drop-off area for taxis and ride app users quite a distance from the terminal. So you get dropped off way over there, you have to drag all your luggage in for the long walk to the terminal. When you come back, you've got to drag it all the way back out there so you can get picked up. Ladies and gentlemen, there has got to be a better plan that maintains the security levels, because this is just not working.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.